With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Brett Greetham joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. How are you tonight, Brett?
Hey. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Jody.
My pleasure. Appreciate your coming on. Browns are on the clock. They've got the number one overall pick. Most people believe it's going to be Myles Garrett. Tell me if everybody on the planet is wrong, and explain how so many people in the know have a bad read on this, that Cleveland is actually looking to go in another direction.
Well, I mean, the thing is that we don't have a lot of history with this group picking. Last year was their first year, and they hadn't been together with their full-blown analytics. And that's the thing that kind of throws a monkey wrench into trying to predict what they're going to do. They've acquired so many picks, and they value draft picks almost more than players. And I think that, you know, when it's all said and done, they're not going to overthink this and take the best player, you know, in Myles Garrett. And then beyond that, at 12, I really think they'd like to get a quarterback like Mitch Trubisky. But I don't know if they're willing to go up and how high to do that, or if they'll be able to stay there and make that pick. But I do expect them to probably use some of their leverage and trade up in that 33rd pick and maybe try to get up and maybe use that to get a quarterback. They've got five picks in the first, counting the top of the third round, the first pick. So we got five picks in the first 65. So we got a lot of ammunition plus a couple 2018 second round picks.
Understood. Would Cleveland potentially trade out of the number one spot? If they like to play money ball and bring it to the NFL, are they thinking about trading down a couple of slots and adding even more picks? They've already got a bunch. They made a bunch last year. They had a ton of rookies on the team. You're right. At some point, they have to become players. But do they see the value of the number one pick? If they don't think that Myles Garrett is a franchise changer, will they be too tempted to not try and trade down?
Well, I could see them doing it. I think it'd be a mistake. I mean, we've watched this team in the draft for a long, long time, you know, and see when they had a blue chip player like Julio Jones and they traded so they could get four or five picks. And I only think one of those is still in the league. None of them are with the Browns. And, you know, we've seen this over and over when you get a quantity instead of quality. And I think that's what they have to do. I think that Greg Williams, the new defensive coordinator, really likes Garrett. That's what I've heard. And I think they have a chance. They think they can really, you know, amp up the defense big time with him and maybe even another big player at 12.
At some point, they need to take quarterback, as you say. It could be at 12. If it's not going to be number one, which no one expects it to be, it'll either be at 12 or maybe 33, or move up from that first pick of the second round to a spot to take a quarterback. They're not really thinking about going into the season with just Cody Kessler, Kevin Hogan, and Brock Osweiler, are they?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, they said that the top priority, and when they made that big trade to get Brock Osweiler, they went out of their way to really just say that it was all about the second round pick, and they didn't really, you know, they leaked out news that they weren't really expecting Osweiler to be on the team. In fact, they had three big free agent signings, and they introduced each of them to the media with a conference call, but we have yet still to talk to Brock Osweiler. So he's like, you know, not even an entity. It's interesting, the off-season program starts on the 17th next week, so they expect he will show up. Maybe we'll talk to him Monday or Tuesday.
Kessler do enough to make anybody believe he could be the starting quarterback, even if they take a quarterback, they take Trubisky or Deshaun Watson or whoever at number 12, if they show in camp that they're not ready to be the starting quarterback day one and that they would be force-feeding the issue if they went to him, is Cody Kessler good enough to hold down a job for a month, a half a season, an entire year if necessary? Did he show enough last year to make the Cavs believe that he could at least be representative out there?
Well, he had two concussions and was beat up pretty good, but he did have a high completion percentage. Most of it was short intermediate passes. He did show some promise, for a rookie, some poise. He has to get rid of the ball quicker, and he also has to, be able to throw the ball and stretch the field. But right now, I don't know if they have a choice. Last year at this time, when they drafted, he was supposed to be maybe a end of the draft, and they took him in the third round, and Hugh Jackson said, you got to trust me on this. I think more and more that was an analytics pick and not necessarily Hugh Jackson, because the type of players and the type of quarterback it seems that he likes isn't seem to be the mindset or the skill set of Cody Kessler. So it will be interesting to see how they approach him. I mean, you don't have too many choices at this point. You've let most free agents, if there were any, go. And, it's slim pickings out there now. So I think the draft is where they're going to, address the depth at quarterback.
Fred Greetham from Scout.com, our guest here on CBS Sports Radio, talking upcoming Browns draft. They're going to make the first pick. We assume it's going to be Myles Garrett. Let's say that it is. They come up again at 12. It's quarterback would make sense. Do they think that all quarterbacks will be available at 12, that none will go in the top 11? Do you think they've identified one that they like significantly more than anyone else? And if that's the case, would they be willing to jump two or three or four slots in the first round to guarantee they get that guy?
Well, I think there's a lot of pressure to get that guy. And if they identify a guy that he is who Hugh Jackson wants and believes can be the franchise quarterback, I think they have to use those assets and go get him, because since the team came back in 99, they really have been looking for that franchise quarterback. And they know they can't win until they get one. And that's really when the rebuild starts, when you start building around somebody. So they have a big need at safety. They definitely need to get a safety. And, if Hooker or Adams happen to be available at 12, I think they'd take them. But to get the quarterback, I think that Mitch Trubisky and Deshaun Watson are the two guys that they would take or think about taking up there. They've done a really good job of kind of camouflaging of nobody really knows who they really are.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Of the two, do you think you can identify the one that they are more entrenched with, that they have more highly rated? You say they're battening down all the hatches and nobody really knows which way they're leaning.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been different reports both day. I mean, Mitch Trubisky's from locally here, Mentor, east of Cleveland. And, so he's kind of got a sentimental pick, but he's only started 13 games. He's got the more prototypical pocket passing size. Deshaun Watson, to me, seems more like the type of quarterback Hugh Jackson likes. You remember when he was the Raiders quarterback, he drafted Terrell Pryor as a running quarterback. He picked RG3 last year to be his quarterback. He talked about Colin Kaepernick or liked him in the past. So it just seems like his skill set is more along the line of Watson. So it's hard to know exactly what way they're leaning, but I'm sure that it's going to come out pretty soon what they're going to do.
Let me ask you about Terrell Pryor. He was a free agent this year, had certainly a career year for Cleveland after making transition from quarterback to wide receiver, and is thought of as being able to do that for another good couple of years, be a one receiver in the National Football League. They decided not to re-sign and or didn't make the offer good enough for him to take it. He goes to Washington. They bring in Kenny Britt, who's had some incidents himself during his career, and that was one of the questions about Pryor. Supposedly he wasn't the most popular guy in the Browns locker room. How does the Pryor out, Britt in scenario play for Cleveland this year in their locker room?
Well, it's I think that, you know, it would have been ideal if they would have added, kept Pryor and added Britt. But right now, yeah, you have a trade-off. You know, Pryor said all along he wanted to stay. He's always been with Hugh Jackson. And it is a little, you know, the Browns analytics said what the market would determine. And they offered him almost exactly the same money that they gave to Britt. And I think that they just didn't want to get left with nothing. So when Pryor kept balking for more, they just went ahead and signed Britt and used the money that they had allocated to him. So we'll see if that pays off or not. I mean, Pryor was their biggest playmaker, but he's only played the position 1 year. And it, you know, I think they were reluctant to pay him among the top five receivers in the league, you know, after one season. And you know, he ultimately got like $6 million for 1 year with the Redskins with some incentives. So we'll see what happens. He kind of bet on himself, and the Browns, you know, went another direction. They do need receivers. I mean, Josh Gordon, can't count on him. Corey Coleman was their top pick last year, and they're expecting him and hoping that he emerges. But I could see them going even with a Corey Davis or somebody like that, even at number 12.
All right, I do want to sneak one Cavs question in for you. Fred Greetham from Scout.com covers the Cavs and Browns, our guest. Win today by the hair on LeBron's chinny chin chin, 1 point over the Pacers, but they got the W they needed. They did not finish strong. They gave up the number one overall seed in the East. Across the country, people are saying, yeah, the Cavs are vulnerable. They can be gotten in the East this year. Does Cleveland feel that way?
Well, I just got back from there, and Kyrie Irving took a little exception, you know, saying one of the reporters after the game asked if they feel vulnerable, and he snapped back and said, absolutely not, you know, that we have more to do and more improvement, but we feel that we can get the job done. And, you know, and it just seems to be like a lack of focus. They built a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter and then gave it back up, and like you said, just were able to just the last shot rimmed out by the Pacers, or they would have been down 0-1. So it will be interesting to see if they can do that proverbial flip the switch. Today they didn't. They look good when they're on, but they seem to sometimes just kind of lack a focus and let teams back in the game. So it will be, you know, interesting to see. You know, even Nate McMillan said that they let one get away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.